Are you on TV?
Yeah, I've had like 8 coffees. It's like I'm quite literally considering whether or not, yeah, you know, I'm visualizing smells. I'm hearing tastes.
So, were they your normal stuff?
They were all just double shots, but I've had about 6 or yeah, I think I've had 6 coffees.
Well, there are worse things you could be indulging in you in a bar.
Cams, it's like, actually it's better too. The sun has crossed your arm. And sometimes it's really tempting. Good afternoon, Cams. It's Friday.
Hello, Lana. How are you doing?
And just as we have sat down, the boat has just come in. And the...
We've got customers.
I know. We might be handing out our seats. Oh, we've had 3 weeks of uncalculating, kind of unpredictable. If we had tumbleweed, if it was dry enough for tumbleweed, I think it might have been. But here we are, people are arriving. It's nice. Little flurries.
Coffees are grinding.
People are chatting. Look at the head on that Sir Brown. Oh, it's brilliant. No, but it's the sign, you know, things are picking up. The whole island's really suffered over the last 3 weeks with the weather, ferries being off and whatnot. But it's March on Sunday. Yeah, there's 29 days this month, this year, isn't it? Leap year.
Tomorrow's the 29th?
Yep. Yes, it is. No, it's March. Easter's just over a month away. We're ramping up. It's going to be busy. We've had a very exciting week, despite being quiet with customers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got some gym training in yesterday?
Yes. Yesterday, Eileen Geeky came over from the Collinsy, the Wild Time Spirits Company in Collinsy, delivered some in-house training for our staff. It was the first one that she had delivered, and I think all of our staff took lots away from it. Okay. Just more knowledge on gin, more exciting, and I got to do more happy dances. Did my happy dance when the bar arrived. Love it, it's brilliant. Do a happy dance every time we get a new product, and it's exciting. It's good. I love the stories of the people and why we've chosen the products that are there. And, you know, being able to showcase and sell to our customers things that we all genuinely love is really nice. Mm-hmm. Other happy dances came in when we became double category finalists in the Scottish Entertainment Awards. Scottish Speciality Spirit Bar and Independent Bar categories. We're up against some very big names in the other cities, the likes of Beijing and the Pot and Still, so people who know them know us. Brilliant for us to be up there. Even if we don't get any further, it's, we have been selected.
Is this your first recognition of any kind?
This is our first ever time we have put ourselves forward for any categories, for any awards at all, ever. We had had a couple of invitations a few years ago, but they weren't for categories, or we didn't feel that we were in the right position for them. Whereas this year I kind of went, I'm not going to swear, but I think you'll get the gist, and thought, why not? As an incentive for the staff, incentive where we are and everything that we're pushing forward further for this season and into next and beyond, I actually just thought, let's see what we can do. We didn't become Catalyst category finalists in the live music venue, but when you see the people who did, it's no wonder.
Those there are King Tuts.
Yeah, places like that. Big names, you know. And we're just a little tiny stone-built boffy on a rock, just off of the Ayrshire coast. You know, it's unsurprising, but I know that going forward into the future, you know, we will be able to compete with people.
Set your sights on that.
And that's, yeah. And it's just, it's really endearing and emotional as well that for the two categories that we have been with season finalists, especially as when we think back to the change of name to Crofters, it was to remove the emphasis from the music and onto everything else that we do.
Yeah.
And having some recognition on our bar and our spirit selection and us as a business and what we offer is really endearing. And yeah, it's...
And is Crofters the only Aran business to be before?
There were a couple of other venues on the island that were nominated, but we are the only Aran premises to make it to the finalist stage.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm not going to deny, like, it was a popularity vote. It was through social media votes and engagement. But there were thousands of people nominated. Thousands of people have voted. And I just have to say a huge thank you to every single person who voted for what we do. And, you know, thank you. That's all I can say. We really enjoy what we do and thrive on this. And I'm really appreciative of the people who have cast their vote to us and helped us be recognised for it. A little bit of validation after a quite trying month, say, operationally in a way.
It's been probably the most difficult February I've seen in terms of ferry crossings. And I can only imagine what it must be like for businesses on the island.
I think it's fair to say that every tourism or hospitality based business has struggled throughout February. Even like, taking us just a prime example, last February we had 3 weeks of half term and it was as busy as our Easter. We were fully booked every night, we were busy throughout the day. It was reasonable weather, so people were out walking or popping in for lunch. And that's what we were anticipating for this year. You know, so we brought on our staff earlier in the season to ensure that everyone was trained and ready to go, and, you know, brought in new systems, everything else, and basically we're aiming for that, you know, month extension on the season, and it's just not happened. And I think it's for us because we don't have accommodation and our reservations typically are on the day or a couple of days in advance. We have lots of people forecasting and planning, you know, May, June, July, August. I've got people booked in for then anyway, but we can't quantify what the effect is. You know, who was planning on getting here and just decided not to. We've had quite a few cancellations for people in those positions, but the bottom line numbers we couldn't quantify. But our, you know, Visit Aran are collecting those information and everything else across the board, and it is just everyone's been hit. And the people who have been here and got stranded obviously haven't budgeted for the extra time that they've been away and they've been on the island. And then the people who have not got here or have postponed their events, like maybe rebooked for later on in the season, it's going to have a real knock-on effect, I think, in a way. The island's busy all summer, really busy. Like, we operate at capacity every night, or historically we have at least, from Easter right through to September, October. And this is a plea for anyone who is coming, please make your reservations so that we can guarantee that you can get in. Because it breaks my heart every time I have to say no to someone. And if they've only got a couple of nights on the island and we're not available for one night, I can't promise you I'm going to get in the next day. But yeah. But one thing that we've seen a real pickup of is people's engagement looking for some vouchers. And we've kind of taken the decision to make those more of a feature, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's in very much in the intermediate, kind of the introductory stages of having our online voucher booking. But if you're planning on coming over or you've got friends who are coming over, why not gift them the gift of an experience? You know, that's what we offer here at Crofters. It's a full encompassing experience, particularly in the evenings. Music, food, drink, hospitality service. It's not just about coming for a meal, it's that cultural exchange, full immersion of senses and engagement with everything that we do. And we've seen a number of people requesting and asking for vouchers to gift.
That's a lovely gift.
It is. you know, wedding presents, birthday gifts, instead of flowers and chocolate at Easter, it's like treat someone to a night out. So keep posted with what we're doing, and we'll share the links to where you can buy them if you're interested. But yeah, no, we're looking forward to the season, especially looking forward to what we can achieve through the Entertainment Awards and kind of starting off the ball rolling with those recognitions.
When's the finals of the awards?
29th of March.
Okay.
Yeah. So at the moment I'm considering whether Oshin and I go to kind of celebrate our birthdays. I need to ask him first, but it's a squeaky easy Gatsby party in the Merchant City, big networking event in Glasgow. Yeah. I mean, obviously we had our Gatsby party on the 1st, but we only had, you know, 30 people here. It's going to be interesting to see how a Gatsby party with 3,000 people it's going to be.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, but it's exciting. And another little, do you remember the French TV people that came over in November?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and we got their lovely video showcasing what we do with our live music. They have just requested if they can use us as an example in an Australian publication.
About Scottish music?
About Scottish music and live music venues. So that's very exciting as well.
Send a picture of Stuart.
Yeah.
And his pipes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's brilliant. And it's showing that all of our hard work is paying off. It's, you know, we're starting to gain traction, we're getting there, and there's so much happening. We're so busy in terms of the business development and where we're going with all of our plans. And it's really nice to start having people kind of approach us as well.
Yeah.
The Scottish Gazette were in touch yesterday, so we're going to have an advertorial in with them. And the Ayrshire Guide, was it something that I hadn't heard of, asked if they could do an editorial with us. And with the Entertainment Awards, we're going to have some bloggers and judges and people over kind of investigating what we do.
And we can capitalise on that with Crofty's social media too.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah, I feel very humbled with what we're doing. There's a lot of hard work going in from everyone, from the full team, and it's nice to feel that it's paying off.
Excellent.
The next thing, we just need people.
Yeah. Come and
enjoy what we do. Let us get you a gin or cocktail or coffee, tea, food. It's all there. We do it all.
Great. Well, thanks for that, Lana. Nice to talk to you as always.
Yes, and you speak.
Speak to you again next.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.